It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Before we get into this episode, we want to remind you that we've still got some tickets left for our tour in May.
We shall be starting in Belfast, making our way around the country, ending up in London for some very lovely shows. So make sure you go to theuselesshotline.com or just click the link in the description to get some tickets.
And keep your eye out for some special guest announcements for the London shows. Hello, my name is Max Balegde.
And bonjour, I am Giorgio Clarco.
Oh!
Welcome to Tut Useless Hotline. Yeah. Tut Useless Hotline is a lovely little place where we have fun.
We like to come together.
Well,
no,
you know,
that's weird. Oh, all right,
that's the goal, but normally it's one of us first, isn't it? A little bit too premature sometimes, Max. TikTok wasn't working out for us, so we decided to set up our own little business.
We did, and the Useless Hotline is a place where we help you with your queries, no matter how weird, disgusting, or embarrassing they are.
But it won't always just be us. Some weeks we'll be joined by a special guest.
We will, and this week is not one of those weeks, because you had one last week, you greedy little... Sorry, I can't say that in the first 30 seconds. Just bleep it, it's fine. Just bleep it, yeah. how are you, George?
I am.
Oh, I thought you were going to do that joke again. I just swore again. Jesus Christ.
You need to stop it. That is...
Okay, and Jesus, sorry.
Absolutely fantastic. How are you, Max?
I am good. I've got a spot
under
my eye. That's
great news.
I've got a spot under my eye. And anybody out there, I don't know how you get spots like here, but I have. And I don't like it. I've been putting spot cream on it for like the last 5 days.
Yeah.
It's not going down. So I'm just going to embrace it for this episode because I am who I am.
Is it in your peripheral?
No, I can't see it, but I can feel it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, count yourself as one of the lucky ones because we can all see it and it's absolutely disgusting, mate.
You look absolutely clapped. I would like it to go on record that today when George arrived at the Useless Hotline office, he told me that my outfit actually looks good.
Look at that. Hey. He's come in cosplay as a sack of spuds.
So, I actually wore this outfit to do something.
That was referenced, by the way, to the knitted jumper. You're losing weight.
Oh, I didn't. I thought it was just because it was all like brown.
No, but yeah, that's what it was. I wasn't calling you a sack of...
Well, now that the fact that you had to clarify that, now I think that you were just calling me a sack of spuds, which is not nice because I did go to the gym this morning. As well.
How was that? What did you do?
This morning I didn't do an awful lot because I felt very tired.
Was it just a swimming and vending machine kind of day?
Right, get fucked. no, I actually went on the treadmill, but I have discovered that my body in general...
You have to turn it on. This whole time I've been standing there enjoying myself.
I am so weak. These knees were not meant for running. Stepping.
These knees weren't made for running.
They really weren't. I'm so weak. I can feel them click clacking as I go along. So I'm going to have to do something else.
You need to start stretching.
I do. I literally stretch on the treadmill before I go and people stare at me.
On the treadmill?
On the treadmill. I stand on the treadmill.
You just stretch to the front, fall off of the back, get back on again.
I'm not even joking. I like put my leg up on the side.
Oh, bloody hell. Someone's showing off, aren't they?
Didn't know I could do that, did you? Plenty more where that came from. No, I put my leg up on the thing and I'm like fully stretching. And I'm realizing now that I'm saying that out loud how embarrassing that is.
Well, if you want your knees to be flexible, you need to work on flexing them more, not just sticking your leg up.
but your knees can't be flexible.
You know,
it's
you
like
can,
a bone.
No, if you do mobility exercises, then all of the ligaments and stuff will be used to moving around.
Really?
And
okay.
They'll get limber. And then next time when you hop on the treadmill, instead of going, oh, Max, I don't know about this, they'll go, carry on, soldier. Let's do this.
Do you like twist your
lead
knee
the way, officer.
Huh? Is this one?
No, that's just if you're a really bad baker. it's like just move. I can't do it here.
No,
because I have to have my trousers on. you sort of move over and like on the floor.
Yeah,
like Arthur's doing it at the moment.
What?
Oh, let's just go live to Arthur Hill. no, yeah, but I'll show you a couple moves you could do
please
for me.
Do. I just thought of a thought.
Nice, that's tends to be how it works.
On Arthur Hill, I really like his new song.
Yes.
Don't look at me like that, don't look at me. Literally, I was going to message him last night, because what he should genuinely do, and I don't know if this is legal, but what he genuinely should do is just start pulsing it everywhere, like on TikTok with like things of, like pictures of Harry Styles and just be like, oh my God, Harry Styles' unreleased song. Because it sounds like it could be a Harry Styles song.
A lot of his songs do have that vibe about
but
them.
But this one specifically, I was listening to it, because one of the comments said, if Harry Styles released this, it would be global.
Yeah.
And then I was listening to it, and I was like, this one actually could be Harry Styles, because he's only like talk singing for most of it, isn't he? So I was like, if
when
he
he's
just
actually
lied,
singing, he sounds nothing like
yeah,
him.
Yeah, nothing. He sounds so shit. Oh my
vocal
God.
Vocal lessons, Arthur, come on.
Please, jeez. But I was like, he should actually just lie and pretend that it, like to market it, and then all the Harry Styles accounts will be like sharing it, and then he could just be like, guys, it's jokes, it's me, but I don't know if that's illegal.
But no, but also then it's like, I sound like Harry Styles, I'm as good as the biggest male pop star in the world.
Yeah, like I'd do that if I was a singer. I'd do that.
Yeah,
I'd be like, oh my God, Whitney Houston's song sounds amazing, guys, listen to it, unreleased song from the vault.
Yeah, but I also very very much enjoy it.
Yeah, it's
I think he's happy with how it's going down. He went on tour today.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's
Bristol today, Manchester tomorrow.
That's so fun.
London on Thursday.
That is so fun. Well, speaking of tour, we have a few tickets left, guys. I feel like we're saying this every episode, but every time that we do say it, the tickets go down, so I just wanted to let you know that's why we keep saying it. We've got, I think, pretty much most of it is sold out at this point. The first show in Belfast is not sold out.
So even if you're not from Belfast, get yourself a ticket to Belfast, eh? How about that?
Because we released that after we did the pre-sale. And then the two London dates are not fully sold out either. And if I were you, I personally would get tickets to those dates, even if you've got tickets to the other ones, because there may be some extra special guests that you do not want to miss out on. And it may be a really big, amazing show because it's our biggest venues.
Also, the second London show is literally the last show of the
tour.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
So if you want to see us, I was about to say, hanging out of our asses, that'll stay for the dressing
room. Yeah, it will.
If you want to see us very tired, then do that. No, it'll be was a joke.
I think the last show will literally be like, I'll probably cry on the last show. So if you want to see me cry, then get tickets to the last show. But I'm so excited. It's only like 3 months away now. It's only like 2.5 months away.
Yeah, boy.
Actually only like 2.25 months away.
Yeah, boy.
I don't know how long it is. So get your tickets now, baby. TheUselessHotline.com. What else was I going to say? What I've been up to since I last saw you.
Yeah.
I interviewed Timothy Chalamet, Zendaya, Florence Pugh, Austin Butler.
Nice.
What? Mental scenes.
That is very cool, to be fair.
George, I need to give you the backstage tea on that interview. Okay.
Nice.
So when I got there, I was only told like 2 days in advance that they were actually going to be there in person. I thought it was going to be a digital sort of stream thing.
Yeah.
Got to this like secret building in London. Never seen it before. It's literally out in the open, but you just would not ever think to go in it. There's like loads of paparazzi outside, like security to get in. Nobody in this building could work out what this building's purpose is outside of doing secretive stuff.
What does that mean?
Like, it meant nothing. It wasn't a hotel. It wasn't like a function space. It had so many different spaces. It was like dead central London on the river, like next to where loads of big fancy hotels are. Are you just envisioning yourself there?
No, I was trying to think of where you're talking about.
I can't really remember where it is. No. No, it was like so, like, nobody has ever been to this building before, I swear. So fancy inside.
I really
want to
know the name of this building, because I know really for a fact that...
No, I'll find it later. But it was so cool inside. We was held in this little room, one by one, and then we were told, like, right, okay, so you're going to be going up in a minute.
Just the little room and elevator?
No.
So you guys know, you will be going up in a minute for about... a few seconds, and then you'll be getting off. No, God. Not like that, Max.
Oh, God. No, so we were in this room, and it was like me and all the lad Bible team. And they were like, right, okay, so we've got everything ready for the live stream. We've got here's the questions, blah, blah, blah. And then I was thinking in my head, like, oh, do you reckon I can ask Timothée Chalamet about Kylie Jenner? Like, do you reckon I could just throw little things like this in?
Yeah.
Then this woman from Warner Brothers came in, and she was like, just so you know, if you're thinking of doing anything off script, don't do it, because the person before you just did and everyone's pissed off, because obviously these people have so much going on in their personal lives.
Yeah.
Zendaya is literally with Tom Holland, Spider-Man.
Is she? She's kept that quiet.
Shut up.
No wonder she's not replying to my calls. What the hell?
Kylie Jenner, Timothée Chalamet, Florence Pugh. Like,
brilliant.
Austin Butler.
Is Florence with someone as well, is she?
Probably. I don't actually know. Yeah, I know. Sorry, that's why they're not replying to you. But, like, they're here to talk about work. So if someone was to, i.e. me, about to be maybe make a joke along the lines of, oh, somebody wrote this poem about you in your June role, Timothy, and then to read out the poem and then make a joke midway through reading the poem that, don't worry, Kylie Jenner, I'm not coming on to your boyfriend. This is just a poem that I have to read. That was what I was planning to do.
Nice.
Turns out, no, don't do that, Max.
Why the hell would you be against that? As anybody in this world being like... oh no, can you not speak about me dating an incredibly attractive woman?
I know.
Please, stop it.
Well, we had
bloody
a debate.
Hell, Timothy.
We had a debate about that, because I was like, would I care if I was being interviewed for something? But the difference is, I'm not like an actor who is like, this is my craft, and we spent months on this project, and we're here to talk about it, and then all people want to know is about my girlfriend. Like,
this is
yeah,
true.
I would be a bit pissed off. But in the same breath, that I probably wouldn't care, because like people constantly say that I've got a hat on and that I'm a granddad, and I just laugh at it. So.
Not quite the same as being Willy Wonka.
Not quite the
it?
Same, but you know, pretty similar.
Yeah.
So we're waiting, and then I get told like, right, come on, you're going to be coming up. Got told I'd have half an hour with them.
Mm-hmm.
I was like shitting myself. Like,
was it full on half hour?
Half an hour. Yeah, half an hour interview.
Crazy and cupcakes.
I know.
What?
I was shitting myself, as
nice.
You can imagine.
Yeah.
Get taken up to the fancy room. Get to go in. All of their managers are like, they're like four different people for the four different people.
Mm-hmm.
They like come over to us. They're like, no, like stick to the cards. Do it. Obviously, they're all American.
Yeah.
Stick to the cards. Make sure you're doing this. And I'm just like, yeah, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. I had this weird moment where, like, before we went live, I got to, like, go over and, like, chat with them. And I was, like, sat there and I was like, right now, I'm just having candid chats with Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya.
Timothy.
But I was like, this is wild. Like, what the hell is going on? Austin Butler walked over to me, shook my hand.
Nice.
Direct eye contact. Was like,
he sexy?
He was so sexy. And
how's the voice?
So mysterious.
What I will say is people take the piss out of him for him, like, maintaining this Elvis voice. If you're going to maintain any voice from a biopic that you've done, Elvis is a pretty
good
one.
Absolutely. I agree.
The Joe Pasquale biopic. Yeah, how's it going, Austin Butler?
Not a good one. I do feel I want to know the psychology behind that, because it's so clear from watching him off camera and on camera that is now just his voice.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know any different.
That's a nice voice. I like
it. Oh, it's such a nice voice. But honestly, when I tell you, in person, it was so quiet. His voice is so quiet.
Oh, it takes like 10 minutes for him to say anything as well.
Yes. He was sat at the end of the row, so like four people away from me.
Yeah.
I was pretending that I could tell what he was saying. I watched it back. I'm like ad-libbing to him. I'm like, yeah, that. Yeah. He could have been like, that moment when I nearly died and it was actually the worst point in my life. And I'm there like, yeah, yeah, oh my God.
Would have been a bit of a crazy thing to bring up in an interview.
Yeah, true, yeah. But I could not hear him at all. Yeah. He was speaking into the microphone, so obviously in the microphone you can hear him. In person, I literally couldn't hear him. But Timothy Chalamet was so nice.
Yeah.
He was just like getting on with his job. Zendaya, I made it very clear to Zendaya that I was a super fan and instantly regretted that because...
That's how to play it cool.
Yeah, played it nice so work, cool. Max. I literally was like... I went off on this random tangent and I was like, because first of all, everyone pronounces Zendaya's name wrong. Like everyone, Zendaya, they always call her Zendaya in America.
I pronounce it
wifey. Oh my God. Which I just don't really get because her name literally says Zendaya, but everyone says Zendaya.
Yeah, same with you actually. Yours is literally pronounced Axe, but so many people just call it like twat.
Yeah, oh, shut up. That was mean. So
sack of potatoes.
So as soon as I said her name, shut the fuck up. How dare you? He actually called me a sack of potatoes. That's really mean. As I said her name, she just basically thanked me for getting it right. And then I was like, babe, don't worry. I was like, I know everything about you. And then I was like, that's
did you say that with a straight face?
I literally was, I couldn't believe, as soon as that left my mouth,
yeah,
I was like, why did I just say that to Zendaya? I
know,
couldn't believe it.
About you.
That is the weirdest thing. Like, picture, we're about to start filming.
Mm-hmm. Picturing
cameras
it.
Are not up yet. I'm like, shouting, Timothy shakes, Austin Butler shakes my hand.
Nice.
Florence Pugh gives me a little wave. Yeah. She says, oh, I love your accent. I'm like, oh, babe. Yeah, you're welcome. It's amazing. Love yours too, British legend.
You're welcome away. For my accent.
I don't think I did say that. I was all over the place, honestly. And then Timothy Chalamet, he's like, hey, yo, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, whatever. Mm. And then Zendaya, I say, Zendaya, I'm such a big fan. Like, I just have to say that. I think that you're amazing. Mm. And then she goes, oh my God, honestly, nobody gets my name right. Like, thank you so much. And I genuinely look
crazy.
At her.
That was literally like she was in the room with me.
Thank you. I genuinely look at her in her face and go, babe, don't worry. I know everything about you. I'm your biggest fan.
So I've just had such crazy deja vu then. Have we had this exact same conversation?
No, I can't say that we have. Unless I said that to you when I met you. Oh, wait, did I just repeat myself?
Yeah, just said
oh, I thought you were taking the piss.
So what the hell?
Did I just repeat myself?
Yeah, but I think you went back because you didn't finish the whole story.
You
just, so now you can finish the
whole story. You told me about how you went up and introduced yourself to everybody, had the conversations, and then...
Did I?
Are you going crazy?
Did I just say that? What the fuck?
Saying, oh, I met Zendaya, and then said,
I know
everything
about you.
You said that already previously.
I thought I said that to you before, off camera.
Oh my God, you've gone mental.
Oh, I don't like it. Did I actually, though?
Yes.
Right, okay. That's freaked me out. I don't know. Yeah, that's good.
Okay, what did you have planned that you weren't allowed to do for Austin, Zen, and Tim? And Florence?
Oh, I just wanted to bring up Kylie Jenner.
To all of them?
Yes.
Austin,
gone, Florence, have you
Kylie
ever met
Jenner,
Kylie Jenner?
Shag Mary Kill.
But no, I wasn't allowed to. But the
rubbish.
Interview, it went so well. It was so interesting watching, like, four of the biggest actors of our generation.
I don't know, I think he's like 5'8".
Shut the fuck
crazy,
up. Zendaya's
actually.
Really tall.
Like, heights of people. I was searching this up yesterday. Just was like, I mean, I live with Chris. It's hilarious.
Yes.
So I just want to see how small people are.
Mm.
Tom Cruise, 5'7".
Mm. Tiny. I physically bumped into Tom Cruise. Did I tell you this?
Yeah, you go, oh, sorry, Tom.
No.
Didn't mean
to. I've told you this story, haven't I? At the Top Gun premiere, when I tried to get out to vomit.
Yeah.
And I opened the door into Tom Cruise.
Tripped over him.
Yeah. That is wild. What a wild tale.
Yeah, Tom Cruise, 5'7".
Mm.
Kevin Hart, you know, is small.
Yeah, yeah.
5'2".
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's fucking...
Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
Guess Danny DeVito's height.
5'4".
4'10".
That's the same size as Ash Holm. Oh, no,
I think she's
4'11".
That is... Some people's height is crazy.
That is wild.
I'm searching... The Jonas Brothers, when we met them...
Yeah, they were quite small.
Tallest one, 5'9".
Really?
Nick Jonas, 5'6".
Oh, yeah, because I was taller than all of them.
Yeah, Nick Jonas, 5'6". Joe Jonas, 5'7". Kevin, 5'9".
Wow. That is crazy. I was definitely taller than all of them.
It's
I remember
crazy.
That.
It's crazy. I think you just think that these people
are they're big personalities. They're big in your mind, so they're gonna be big in person.
Like, it's a known theory that
Timothy Chalamet was 5'10" because I googled it afterwards, because I remember thinking, oh my god, he's so tall, but then I looked and he had heeled shoes on.
Yeah,
they all had some form of heeled shoes on, but Austin Butler was actually really tall.
Apparently Tom Cruise always wears a heeled shoe.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Do you know who else?
Allegedly, because he's the Scientologist, isn't he?
Yeah.
Have you seen that? It's like really alleged that Tom Cruise is also gay.
What?
Yeah. Google it.
I mean, most people probably are at this point.
Yeah, true. Most people at this table. but allegedly, yeah, that's true. Google it, guys. If you don't believe me, there's lots out there about it.
But back to the height thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a named theory about how we see celebrities as being taller.
Really? When I met all of the girls from Little Mix, I was shocked that they are just normal sized girls.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Like if I think of Beyonce in my head, I'm like, obviously I don't think she is this, but I'd imagine to walk up, she's like 6'2" and this just like Amazonian woman. Do you know what I mean?
I remember when I watched Little Mix perform in the last concert, saw them all on stage, they all looked like, you know, like model women, like 6 foot tall. Then at the after party, I was like a full head above like most of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is crazy, because they just like, but they, I don't know. Yeah. They just have such big presence.
There's not a theory. I thought there was a name for the theory of it, but there isn't. I've typed in celebrities you didn't know were short. Elijah Wood, 5'6". Martin Freeman. You know Martin Freeman?
No, Morgan Freeman. From the morning, money saving expert.
What is brother talking
from this
about?
Morning?
This Martin chap Freeman. On the end. Martin Freeman.
Oh, yeah.
5 foot
looks,
six.
He looks small there.
Well, yeah, obviously. But
is he next to Joel Sugg on that?
No.
Oh.
the women ones are like Mila Kunis, 5'4", who cares? Kylie Minogue, you've met Kylie, right?
Yes.
5 foot.
Yeah,
what?
Tiny. She had heels on when I met her.
Quite literally, where did that come from?
She was literally like up to my shoulder maybe, and she had full on heels on when I met her.
Bruno Mars.
Oh, he looks tiny though.
5 foot five. That is a small man.
To be fair, I would have thought he was smaller.
Smaller?
Yeah.
Josh Hutcherson.
Who's that? Oh, Hunger Games.
Yeah?
Yes.
On this it says 5'5". That's
got to be a fake.
That's an actual photo. That's an actual photo.
That is wild. Knowing
famous people, like their actual height is...
Yeah.
It's a mind-boggling experience.
That is crazy. That is actually crazy. Henry Cavill is very tall.
Yeah, that's boring though. He's, well, cool. Look at me, I'm Henry Cavill. I'm tall and attractive. Kim Kardashian's the one that got me.
Go on.
5'2".
I see that.
That's mental.
That is crazy though.
You see a photo of her, she's not built like somebody who's small.
No. Well, she's not built like a human being.
Well, yeah, she's built like a lovely woman. But
She's literally been stuck together.
However she's been configured, that's not a 5'2" woman. No. Can I say something?
I adore the Kardashians. Like, I literally stand for them all so hard. I've watched since season one. I've watched everything. I love them. Why have these people never come out and said, we've all got BBLs, it's tight, it's 2024.
And we're all 5'2". That's the bigger shocker.
It's not that, like, they all very obviously, like, so incredibly obviously, have all had BBLs.
I don't know, it all runs in the family.
It definitely does not. The ex-dad
was an Olympian. Everything runs in their family.
Yeah, and then she's probably had a BBL now as well. Like, no, there's no chance, like, that is natural. Like, it's impossible. Kylie Jenner's shift from looking like a normal, like, teenage girl to literally, like, a 30-year-old woman overnight.
Yeah, puberty, mate.
It's hits not puberty. Hard. But, like, what an odd thing for them. Do you reckon that they are all like, oh, guys, like, nobody thinks that we've had BBLs. Like, let's just never speak about it.
I highly doubt it.
But, like, why have they not just come out and said, guys, we've all had BBLs?
Same thing in the fitness influencer industry, where they all say, they don't say I'm not on steroids. Well, some of them do, but those people, grr. But they just don't mention that they are.
Really? Do people do stuff?
It sells plans like theirs would sell their clothes and the Kylie Jenner lip kit. Oh, you want lips like me?
Mm.
Ignore the surgeon that's just had a little go.
But she did ultimately say, Kylie Jenner said that she had her lips done. For me, it's the BBLification of it all. That's just wild behaviour.
Don't they have like skins or what's it called? The
Skims.
Yes.
But well, that can't give you a BBL.
No, I know, but then that would sell less if they were like,
yeah, I guess
that's
so.
That's not the reason my bum
so.
Looks good. The BBL is.
That is true. But so sport influencers do steroids. Aren't steroids illegal?
They aren't illegal.
Are they not?
Not 90% of Hollywood actors.
Why am I not on steroids?
You can be if you want. They're just dangerous. They have side effects.
Oh, okay.
And the size of that penis right now, you do not want that to go any smaller.
Oh, it makes it smaller.
Oh yeah, big time.
Oh really? Big time.
Oh, and you get roid rage as well. Ooh. And you,
is that like you're, road
you
rage?
You get angry at the best of times.
Yeah,
so.
I do. Should I search steroid cock?
I mean, you can do if you want, but you know, keep your activities to your own time.
These are people that have like
Reese Witherspoon, 5'1". That's the last one. But yes, so they Hollywood actors like they'll put on a stupid amount of muscle in like a year because they got the role like a year beforehand.
Oh, I don't like that.
Did you look at steroids?
It's just
cock?
Loads of like pictures of penises.
Oh yeah,
penises freak
that's
me
it.
Out.
Pretend you're not. Nobody's. No. Everyone's none the wiser, Max.
But nobody.
Willies.
I feel like I can be attracted to men and not attracted to a penis. I don't like the look. I've never looked at a penis ever and been like, "That looks so good." Never. Yeah. Have you ever looked at a vagina and thought,
"No,
that looks amazing"?
Oh. I feel like you can look at.
I feel like the essence of everything together.
Oh, the essence of vagina is incredible, Max. No,
older puss.
Older puss.
Older. I tried to do that French.
Older puss. I think you can compare them to others and go, I prefer this one, but I don't think.
Yeah, of course. I'm sure there's a bad looking vagina.
But I think if you were shown that one and that was the best one and that was the only one you've ever seen, you wouldn't go, that's a lovely one. It's just a thing that's on the body, isn't it?
It's a thing, yeah. It's a thing that does what you want it to.
But then what's the difference between a breast? Because people go, oh, those are some lovely breasts. But
I never understood that. I've never... That
but
was
you're
the,
gay.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's true. That's very valid.
Okay, then a man's body.
But
ooh,
do people think...
What's your favourite part of a man's body?
What's my favourite part of a man's body?
Yeah.
Eyes.
What's your favourite part of this man's body? No. So if...
I don't know.
If you see a man, you're like, oh, nice arms on him. Is that
yeah,
something?
Yeah, arms look nice. Yeah.
But why? Why is that a thing?
Like, I don't know, because I'm, is it, I've been...
You feel like they can keep you safe?
No, because I'm stronger than everyone, so I'll probably
beat them up. You feel like they can throw you around?
My God, they'd have to be strong. Fucking hell. Jesus Christ.
Or my type's a digger.
A cement mixer. I just don't really get that. Like, penises... Weird looking,
mm-hmm.
Literally look like, some of them literally look like they're screaming for help.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, that's because they've been put in front of you. Get it away!
Like, you show me an erect penis that doesn't look like
it's
in
pain. Oh,
don't
have to ask me twice.
They look like they're physically in pain. Have you ever seen a dog penis? Oh my God.
I think I have. Just when I'm like rubbing its belly.
Oh, don't. You would know for a fact if you had seen.
That's not his belly.
If you had seen, my sister's dog has the ugliest penis I've ever seen in my entire life. It has this thing. So it's been snipped.
Yeah.
It still gets massive dog boners. And
surely they can still get boners, but they just snips just means that they can't.
Yeah, but hers like still wants to like hump the couch and everything. There was one occasion where oh my God, it's so awful. It strains itself so much when it's at full force that it actually gets stuck like that.
Oh.
So they have to take it like into a quiet room to calm down because it started to get scared.
Just got pictures of its grandma all around the room.
Yeah.
No, oh no.
It started to get scared of the fact that like and she had to lift it up to take it into the other room. What I saw was literally like purple bulging like at the seams with red spots all over it. It was one
Sounds
of the
like
most...
you're describing a part of the Gruffalo.
Oh, yeah. I'm not even joking. It was one of the most hideous things I've ever seen. If you have ever seen a dog peen, I apologize on behalf of dogs everywhere because dogs are amazing and we don't deserve to have...
Why are you speaking like you are yourself a dog?
Maybe I am. I mean, you've not seen mine yet. Pretty
woof,
similar.
Woof.
Yeah.
But that's more just rough.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Guys. But how upsetting. Oh, poor little dogs.
Anyway, back to Hollywood actors being on steroids.
Yes.
Yeah, so they... a lot of them just put on loads of weight and then just go, oh yeah, it's just chicken and rice, man. Like chicken, rice and broccoli every day. That's not what happens, mate.
No.
You've been force feeding your asshole steroids for the last 10 years.
Force feeding your asshole? Is that how you take steroids?
No, you inject it into your like butt cheek.
Do you?
Oh yeah.
Under your balls in the gooch.
Anywhere that feels good, baby.
Why would you do that?
It just means you're... you still have to work out and shit, but it just means that I think the recovery and the gain from it is just accelerated.
Oh my God.
So all of these like Mr. Olympias and stuff, like huge people, like Arnold Schwartz, not finishing his name.
Mm.
Very steroided man.
Wait, so, and people just know this, that I thought
well,
steroids
were illegal. It's not been addressed. Like, okay, allegedly he is,
right, okay.
But nobody can get that size naturally. Everybody has like a plateau where you can get to that point, but genetically you're just inhibited then. You're not going to
get any...
What
do we think my plateau is? Do we think I've hit it?
Oh, you are far from the plateau, baby. You've been troughing for a while. You need to...
I'm the plateau.
He's been troughing and scoffing. That's my max.
I'm a seafood plateau. wow. Okay. I feel like I've learnt a lot. Anything else that you want to...
What's been going on my side of the internet?
Yeah, so,
What did you say about your side of the internet?
Well, I've not done mine, but we're starting a new thing, guys, where each episode, we might have said this already, we probably have, but have you noticed as well, I mean, I definitely have, that I just repeat myself on this podcast all the time. I tell the same stories over and over again.
And I'm George Clark, and welcome to the Useless Spotlight. TikTok wasn't working out for us.
Because I look at the comments and they're like, Max doesn't realise he's already told this story like 4 times. And I'm like, yeah, I don't. And I will continue to tell it.
And I wouldn't know because I don't listen.
Yeah, literally. I feel like it's so weird because there's podcasts that like I would listen to, like especially like years ago or now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I had to specify that. But anyway.
Years ago or now.
Or now. I can also listen now. And like they say the same thing where like they say stuff. And you forget what you've said, whereas the listeners to it pick up on it way more.
Mm.
So, like, are there any... Comment down below. Are there any things that, like, we do all the time that, like, we wouldn't be aware of?
Comment down below, guys. Is there anything that you remember? Just anything
at all. Memorable
at all.
Please let us know. But, yeah, no, I find it crazy. But, so, we're starting this new thing where each week that it's just a me and George episode, we each have to bring something that has happened on our side of the internet.
Bring it.
And... today, my side...
So that brings us on to the next segment of Bring It. Max.
Is that what it's called? Jesus Christ. So have you seen that Billie Eilish was at the People's Choice Awards complaining about TikTokers being there?
No, I saw Bryce Hall's stitch to it.
Yes, okay.
By the way, Bryce Hall, actually funny man. He's grown on me.
Because
he's
grown
on me.
I think... Is he funny or is he now just self-aware of how unfunny he was?
Yeah, but self-aware is funny for most Americans anyway.
Yeah, because he literally used to be, or maybe still is, I don't know, like one of the biggest like douchebags.
Oh, he could be a wanker, but his content's way funnier than it used to be.
Yes, yeah. I used to think that he was like actually an insufferable person.
Yeah.
Whereas like, yeah, every time that I see a TikTok now, it's like, all right, okay, I kind of, you kind of realize that you used to be a dick and now you're kind of like coming back from it.
I didn't expect all the comments in that video, by the way, to all be, obviously Billie Eilish is huge. I didn't expect them all to just be in favor of her being like, yeah, why are you there though? What the hell? The guy was literally just there being like, I mean, I don't know, they invited us.
Yeah.
Like, and someone catching flack for it.
What is your thoughts on that?
If you're invited to an event, go to it. Like,
absolutely.
I imagine it was taken out of context. She doesn't strike me as the sort of person that would be like, oh, what the hell are they doing there?
Yeah.
Like, she literally makes TikToks herself.
Exactly.
But I think it was more like, not a diss at the TikTokers, just sort of a being like, why are they inviting TikTokers to this?
Yeah, I guess
it still can come across badly.
Also, I mean, I kind of understand more about around things like the Grammys and stuff, like, because that is very much a music event. It's very much, like, esteemed. However, like, the TikTokers that do go to stuff like the Grammys are literally, like, the top of the top, like, 10 million follower people. and we kind of live in a new age where, like, you could
we
argue,
own you.
No, but like, where like TikTok influences a lot of the music industry. So,
oh yeah,
that kind of makes sense to me. Whereas like something like the People's Choice Awards,
what is the People's Choice?
Literally just
is
like
it quite literally what it says on the
it's
tin?
Literally the public vote for it, as opposed to like with the Grammys, it's like a board of like old people that vote, which makes no sense to me, but whatever. So this is like the People's Choice Awards. You basically go and it's like, who's the most popular in this, who's the most popular in that. So the categories cover like everything.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense to me as to why.
Well, if it's a wide range of things, then surely
invited.
There'd be a wide range of people.
There's like some range.
Wide range of people in the audience.
Because like some of the influencers probably were nominated, I imagine. I don't really know what the award show is.
Yeah.
But then I can also imagine Billie Eilish is like, why the fuck have I, like, is this what this has come to? Like, I'm now here.
Yeah.
So people do see like internet people as like not as legitimate as, which I find bizarre, because like take someone who's been on like TOWIE and like was like a reality TV star like 10 years ago on TOWIE or something, like got like mainstream fame, is now like you know, doing this, doing that, versus somebody who gets internet followers because of their personality and then gets it. Why is one more legitimate than
I
the other?
I think people just view it as, which isn't necessarily true, but someone in the mainstream in general, in like a presenting role or like acting or something, they've got like a craft that they've worked on, and they have to be quote unquote talented. Whereas when you look at somebody, this isn't my point of view, when you look at somebody who's making videos or something, it can come across as, oh, they're not talented, they're just posting videos. But it's a different kind of talent, like. I promise, Mum, Dad, listen, I swear I'm not wasting my life. But it's,
but I think of it as like, yeah, so those people that like, let's say
it's that time of the year, your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Trying to think of someone who was on like reality TV and now does like presenting or something. That girl who...
Scarlett Moffat.
Yeah, let's say like Scarlett Moffat.
Yeah,
she was chosen to be on like Gogglebox because like her and her family were really funny, and then like since then she kind of got given that platform and then put in actual work to like have herself be taken seriously in like presenting and like TV and stuff like that. Isn't that just the same as like, you're on TikTok, you blow up, you get given this random opportunity where people are looking at you, and then it's like what you do with it from there. Like, I could have fully just like done fuck all after I blew up, because like my landlord accused me of staining my mattress in like 3 years ago, and then I was like, oh okay, what can I do with this? And then I like did the next thing, and then before you know it, I'm interviewing Zendaya last week. Whereas, like, I could have just done fuck all with it. It's all about what you do. So I don't really get why it's like, right, you are in this category and you are in that category. So it's kind of like,
I think it's just,
unless they're like a musician and like this has always been their art and then they get discovered and then it's like that. But likewise, like, is there shame in gaining a following through your music? Like being a musician influencer sort of thing?
I think it's like I think who's regarded as quote-unquote mainstream famous.
Yeah.
Because there's some people who you'd be like, have come from the internet world who they wouldn't have a problem with being there.
Yeah.
Say like Logan Paul or something was there. I doubt she'd be like, what the hell's he there?
Yeah.
Like, it's just whoever is, and that's because he does like wrestling and shit and like is known in the mainstream world.
It's bizarre,
like,
isn't it?
Say like The Rock, for example, does fucking everything. But no one's going, hey, hang on, why is he doing that? A lot of people, actually, film critics will be going, why is he still doing that?
Yeah.
But, like, nobody seems to have a problem with
it. Yeah, that's so true. Weird. I don't know. But in conclusion, Billie Eilish, you're entitled to your opinion, honey. And I love Billie Eilish. So
last cool thing. Person.
Also, she was speaking to Kylie Minogue, iconic.
Nice.
In what she probably
what
perceived.
What do you think about them, Doug Kylie? Down there, Puppet.
In what she probably perceived was like a private conversation. Yeah, she had like a big award show. However, she probably didn't expect someone to literally come and like film her in her face. Yeah. She literally covered her mouth. Like, and if they caught, if there was like cameras on us 24/7, when these cameras go down, if there was cameras on us, George, we would have no careers because we individually go through every person that we know.
Well, he does.
And hate and say how much we hate them every single day. We've got a whiteboard literally people, with people's names on it.
People are human. Like,
speak for yourself. I'm Hugh Jackman.
Nice. But they
that didn't really make sense. But
he
I tried.
Does jack men though. But they, like people are human. Just it's people watching is fun.
Yeah,
commenting on things is just ingrained in your brain. If you say you don't do it, you're lying to yourself. So if there was a camera on you 24/7, something would be picked up.
Also, she was saying it to Kylie Minogue, who, no offense, Kylie, is a bit older than like Billie Eilish and stuff.
So she had to raise her voice.
No.
What do you think of the TikTokers over there, Kylie?
No, but Kylie. Kylie might have said something along the lines of, when I came to this 30 years ago, like, it's crazy to see how different it is. Now there's loads of social media and everything. Yeah. And then Billie might have gone, yeah, there's so many TikTokers here. Like, then in that context, it wouldn't have been that big of a deal. But, like, whatever.
I agree.
Whatever. What happened in your side of the internet this week, George?
I'm not a lot has occurred on our side.
Way, losers!
You seen Bazinga's got new hair? Ethan Bazinga, Faith's boyfriend from the Sidemen.
What was his wasn't his hair before just like straight down?
Sort of gingery colour.
Was it not ginger anymore?
He's dyed it.
Really?
Slim Shady. Blonde.
Blonde.
I'll show you a picky.
See, in my opinion though, you're just always going to be a ginger, aren't you?
I first saw it at Fushbal. He was doing his boots and I didn't realise it was him. And I was like,
that sounds fun.
Football. And I was like,
oh.
I was like, who's this?
I thought it was a player.
And then his little head popped up and went, what have they done to you? No, actually did say that to him. But
has he done it himself or is it like...
looks like it.
No.
How have I... Has he got a story up of it?
Oh, Faith did it.
You can't really see it, but that's a video of him with it.
Oh, it actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, it doesn't look bad. I was expecting it to go
yellowy.
Yeah, quite a fan of it. He's apparently took 4 or 5 days to do.
Yeah, it will.
Which, have you seen my dyed hair?
Yes. Oh, I saw
mine took mere minutes. And it shows.
Didn't yours go like greeny?
No, it just meant it. Mine looked like I was just born ginger.
People
so you know,
just don't realise that if you're bleaching your hair, you need to tone it.
Yeah, but you know when I wasn't checking my watch was almost out of battery. You know when people dye their hair and they're like, oh, it's ginger, but it you can tell it's just like badly dyed. Mm. Mine just looked like I was a born ginger.
Really?
And that, as anybody can tell, is just the worst possible outcome in life. Where is my tossing hair?
Thoughts on ginger people?
Disgusting. Get rid of them. They're like the plague.
Look at that.
Like a ginger man.
Yeah, you do.
That was wet hair as well.
You look so skinny there. Skinny queen.
A bit rude, isn't it?
No, but I just find it so sad that people are just born with ginger hair and then people pick on them. Like, why are you doing that? Like, that's so mean. Do you know what I mean? Like, are you laughing at me? What are you saying I'm ginger?
No.
Oh, right, okay. You were looking at me like that. See, I even got defensive about that.
But
why?
I was just saying, that's a bit of a hot take, man. What the hell?
No, but it's so cool.
Same with, like, sexuality.
Yeah.
I was born gay.
Isn't it weird that people only, pretty much exclusively, or mostly, shall I say, mock other people for the things that they cannot control?
Yeah.
Like, if you
like,
had a giant nose...
Weight, he can control that.
Yeah, so stop.
And he's trying to.
If you had like a giant nose, people would be like, oh,
I do
big
have a
nose.
Bit of a big schnoz.
It's big, it's not that
like,
big
look
though.
At that. That is
oh, it's a bit hooked.
That's a Goliath.
It's not actually that big though.
But
it's
the
like,
ladies
it's
say they
the
like a big nose.
Mm.
Do you know what they say about a big nose?
Put it in my purse.
I was going to go for loud sneezes. But...
Oh, God. Yeah, no.
That's
I
a
just
hell
think
of
that,
a snorkel.
I just think that we need to change the world. And we can start it right here at the Useless Hotline. Thoughts, when we go on tour, should we dress up or should we wear our normal clothes?
Let's just go nude.
So I was thinking about this. Just a sock.
We buy a pair of tour socks, one each.
That would be really upsetting for me.
Why for you?
Because you would just look so much better than me.
But the sock would just fall off. That's not getting filled up.
Oh my God, imagine how much your penis would like shrivel up if you were like on stage and scared.
Doing steroids
and then you were just naked. Oh my God, that's the worst nightmare.
That is so crazy because that's literally what I've got written down as the next
really?
Thing. Imagine if we went on stage doing steroids and our little winkies shriveled up.
What is happening in this episode?
Are you still a PlayStation enjoyer?
Yes.
What have you been playing?
So, Spider-Man. Recent Spider-Man.
So last year, brother.
No, the new one.
Still so last year.
Is it?
It's February.
The second Miles Morales one.
It's still 2 months into the year, so it would have been last year.
Oh, okay. Oh, shut up, idiot. Ugh. Why, has something new come out?
Helldivers 2, baby.
What the hell is that?
What the hell, divers? Wouldn't know, huh?
Diving.
Do you class yourself as a soldier?
What do you think?
I bet not.
Yeah.
Yeah?
You're right.
What are your thoughts on fighting aliens?
Neither here nor there.
What are your thoughts on fighting cyborgs created from other cyborgs?
What is a cyborg? Is
that half
the thing
man,
with one
half
eye?
Machine.
Oh, really? I like yeah. that. Okay.
I bet you would.
Now we're talking. Okay, what about it? So you just
basically
fight them.
There's this new game called
what
Helldivers.
Is this an ad? What's happening?
It brings on to the sponsor. No. I really struggled through that sentence.
What age
Helldivers
is it?
2. What age is it?
Age.
I don't know. I think it's set like 1,000 years in the future or something.
No, what age? Like 18 plus.
Oh, it has to be, yeah.
See, I find that too scary.
You said you literally loved bullying kids on Call of Duty when you were younger.
Yeah, but that don't really count. It's like, yeah, the body
I'm just
dies.
Shooting children.
Yeah.
Helldivers 2, bugs. It's set in a world where you're trying to liberate planets. The whole premise of this game is democracy. Ooh. This is our world.
Oh, wow.
Get rid bugs, get rid automatons and your cyborg creators, for we are the Helldivers. We will dive down onto your planets and liberate them, and you have to work together. It's not just you and your homies, it's you and your whole nation, the whole world. Every single person logging onto that PlayStation or PC every day, Max, gets on and they fight for a new world. They fight for liberation.
What the fuck is happening?
Say you hop on a planet. I know, I'm going to go to Turing or something tonight. Fight these bugs. It's 60% liberated. All of us will fight together and liberate the whole bloody planet and move on to the next until we have got this whole galaxy in the palm of our hand. For we are the Helldivers, and this is what we fight for.
Okay.
But I'm not really that bothered about it.
Oh, I can tell.
I've not played it yet.
What the fuck?
Up next, we've got Neuralink.
Yeah, I'm willing to actually move on. What is Neuralink?
Have you not heard about this?
No.
You know Elon Musk's little thing that he said, little chip that you put in your head?
Can he just
first person
off?
Has had it done
Shut
and they've
up.
Fully recovered.
What do you mean fully recovered? Did
so
they die?
So I mean their brain is allowing it. They've recovered. This is a thing that is happening in real life right now.
Somebody has had an actual chip put in their brain.
Yes.
And what does the chip add to the brain?
Just a little starchy loveliness. No, it adds, basically, it's a way to control devices and things through thought.
No.
All you have to do is think.
Car?
So instead
Can I drive my car?
All you have to do is go. And that
guys,
is, your,
is this actually
sorry,
real?
Sorry, for the audio listeners, I was thinking.
Yeah.
So,
is this actually real?
Yeah, the first Shut guy has up. Had it implanted and they've recovered. I don't know if it necessarily is functioning yet, but it just means that it's there and it's not like they've not had any problems. But the idea of it is, sorry, yawning.
No, I opened my mouth, it was so weird, and it triggered a yawn happening. I was like, and then it slowly turned into a yawn. I was like, why is
right,
this happening?
Right, okay, that sounds like bullish. so it means... controlling things by thought. Same way you function like an Alexa or something.
Yeah.
Being like,
with
oh,
your mouth.
Hey, this is a good one. If it's playing out of people's TVs. Hey, Alexa, play a fart noise. Have you done that before?
No.
Good. It's really enjoyable. Okay. She just goes, pfft. And if you whisper it to her, she'll whisper it back.
Oh.
And she'll just go, that was a wet one.
Really?
It's really weird. Anyway, Neuralink. Neuralink, yeah. So it's, I think it functions a similar way to that, where you just have to think, if you were like in a conversation, being like, oh yeah, have you heard Tom Cruise is small? And you just go, yeah, 5'7".
No. So you can Google stuff.
Yeah, but you'd have to look at your phone, obviously. But I think, I believe it's not like,
right,
your,
it's not like you have a database inside your head.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, yeah, have you seen that?
And then that just would go, be crazy.
5'7".
If somebody can develop a chip that gives me access to other information and I can have it in my brain, sign me up. I'm sorry.
And then imagine that, the new Apple Vision Pros on top.
Oh, I've seen those.
Oh my God, the combination.
The combination of the Neuralink and the Apple Vision Pros. You're living in a computer, baby. So I could be speaking to you, and this is the first time we've met. So you're at an influencer event. Everybody's in their Apple Vision Pros with their Neuralinks in.
Of course.
And you go, oh, lovely to meet you. And then they're like, we've met before. And you go, have we? Max Belegdi, age. And you go, oh, yeah, Max, lovely to see you. I remember your video just popped up the other day of, and you're watching there like,
what the fuck? That is crazy. Are you joking with me right now?
Genuinely.
You're looking at me like you're lying to me.
No, I just love seeing your little mind blown.
But you do.
Not the only thing I love seeing blown.
Oh. I just think that's crazy.
No, crazy, isn't it?
Wait, so what do you mean it recovered? Like, they had to put him, like, under to obviously put this on his brain.
Wait,
And they weren't sure if it was going to heal properly or something.
I'll just type in Neuralink first patient. So it's absolutely a human trial. Neuralink's first human patient able to control mouse through thinking, Musk says.
Mouse?
Mm. As in, like, computer mouse. Not just, like, mouse man is reborn.
I was literally like, oh my God, the mice are going to rise up. Like, you can get a mice army. That would be sick.
Yeah, so the first things have been done. First human patient implanted with a brain chip from Neuralink appears to have fully recovered and is able to control a computer mouse using their thoughts.
That is crazy.
Musk said, progress is good and the patient seems to have made full recovery with no ill effects that we're aware of. Patient is able to move a mouse around the screen by just thinking. That is a world that we are currently living in.
Wow. Oh my God, I want to see it happen. Wait, so the mouse is in front of them?
Yeah, so,
and they can physically move
here,
it?
So say here, I wouldn't need to be touching anything. I'd just be looking at the screen. Just doing my job.
Oh my God.
So not the physical mouse wouldn't move.
But the actual mouse icon on the screen. But my intrusive thoughts would get the better of me. I'd be on a computer and it'd spell out like, oh God, this guy next to me stinks. Like, what happens if you think that? Does it write that?
I don't think it's just a visual representation of your brain. You just need to be thinking.
But how do you know it's not? If you're thinking of something, how is it not that?
Well, because I assume it's like you're not just have a little ponder, like, oh, I wonder what this person's doing. There's, oh shit, it's on my computer. It's, you're looking at your computer going, I want this to happen on the screen. You're thinking, I want in the Google bar to just say, is this a is this a nice sort of length for a woman?
Right, okay, I'm with you. That is crazy behavior.
Yeah,
this is wild. Sign me up. Should we wear them for the tour?
What, just drop like $5,000 each on them?
Yeah, easy. We're fucking minted. You think that that's going to be $5,000?
No, the Apple Vision Pros.
Oh, no, I meant the Neuralink.
Oh, yeah, that'll be silly money.
We could just wear them on tour, and then we don't even have to speak out loud. We can just...
Oh, that would be ideal.
We just sit there. And it's just like playing on the screen above us. That is crazy.
Yeah, similar level to that. Have you seen the new AI videos that have been showing up everywhere? So, no. You know, AI photos and stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, yesterday we were on that call. I said that's not an actual woman.
Yeah.
I've just typed in sexy naked woman. Wow. And it's no, but so obviously AI photos work. Mm. AI videos have gotten stupid.
Really? What do you mean?
AI.
Guys, this world that we live in is freaking me out. It's freaking me out big time. Why are we doing all this AI?
Like,
let's just stop. Or is it good? Is it good? Is AI good?
Well, I mean, eventually it will be good. Yeah,
it'll be good, but I think it's also going to be bad. Yeah.
This whole video I'm about to show you, none of it is real. It's not from a base video that they've AI generated something on. It's just fully AI generated.
Right.
They prompted a litter of golden retriever puppies playing in the snow. Their heads pop out of the snow, covered in, I guess, snow. But that's all they prompted for this AI thing to do. This whole video is AI. absolutely no way that you'd be able to tell that that's it.
What the hell? What the hell? This is freaking me out big time o'clock.
That's crazy. For audio that listeners, is that is effectively, the prompt is exactly what you're looking at. Yeah. There's no glitches or anything.
That's crazy.
What AI videos are looking like nowadays.
Oh, freaky.
So people like YouTubers and shit, you might not even be filming videos anymore. Yeah. Like TV, if they're, say, you know when Planet Earth, they're out for years at a time sometimes trying to get these single shots of this one animal breeding. Or just having their babies come out. We've never seen these babies before. Just AI it.
Have you seen that stingray that's got pregnant?
What?
There's a stingray. Okay, listen. This is important. There's a stingray, a female stingray, that has mysteriously got pregnant. They don't understand how, because the stingray has not been around another stingray, definitely not a male stingray. And the only two other fish in the enclosure with this female stingray are two male sharks. This stingray is heavily pregnant.
Mm.
When a shark mates, one of the signs that you can tell that they've mated is bite marks. There are shark bite marks on the stingray, and now the stingray is pregnant, soon to be giving birth. Which means that the only plausible explanation is that we're about to see a stingray-shark hybrid be born.
What would we call it?
Shark ray. Sting arc. Sting arc or shark ray. Shark ray. Easy.
Sting shark.
Sting shark is quite good.
Stark Industries.
That is good. Sting shark, Stark Industries.
Blu-ray.
Blu-ray.
4K video.
Bluefin. Fork. What? No. I don't know how to get onto fork. But how mad is that?
That is quite
That
mental.
Is crazy. Wow. What should I think about?
Where is this from? I want to
Google it. It's going to be giving birth soon.
Stingray shark.
Well, it's not giving birth yet, so we don't know what it will look like.
Stingray shark baby. Pregnant virgin stingray set to give... Oh, that was unnecessary. Just throwing shots at it. Did you hear that?
What?
Did I hear that? What happened there?
I don't know. I thought something flew at me. But no. I don't think it did.
I don't think so, yeah.
No.
Yeah, this headline is unnecessarily... aggressive towards the stingray.
What does it say?
Pregnant virgin stingray set to give birth in North Carolina. Unnecessary.
I know. Are you a stingray? Like, just call you by your name, George Clark.
Latest update on the pregnant North Carolina stingray who shared an aquarium tank with sharks. Damn. Can a stingray have a shark baby? If you're hoping for a shark stingray hybrid in the near future, you're out of luck, since it's impossible for a shark to impregnate a stingray due to their different sizes and DNA.
Well, what the fuck am I talking about then?
How did Charlotte the Stingray get pregnant? God knows.
Well, that's shit.
Well, you know, good luck to you, Shaz. I hope
I wanted to live in a world
have
where
a happy birth.
Sting sharks. Shark ray. Boring.
It may give birth to something that just doesn't live.
Oh.
It's a happy story, isn't it?
Sad. I had something else that I wanted. Oh, yeah. So I'm really tired today. Sorry to the visual listeners. You may have noticed that I keep yawning because... last night, so my boyfriend,
my
I don't know why I said
the visual
that.
Listeners.
Andrew is ill. Is that why I just said the visual listeners?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucked. Andrew's really sick. So
he
I was looking after him.
He is such a cool guy, to
so
be fair.
So sick. I was looking after him yesterday and last night, and then he's sleeping in the spare room so that I don't get sick.
Yeah.
Gentleman, very nice. But I was like getting him some food before he went to bed because he hadn't eaten anything all day. And then I go back into my room. Play on my Nintendo DS for like an hour before I go to bed to calm me. Classic. Go to bed, wake up, probably got to sleep at about midnight, wake up at 7 a.m. to a buzzing noise, like buzz, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Like, look up, it stopped, try to go back to sleep, buzz happening again. I'm like, what the hell? Take my earplugs out. Can hear it, so we still not got blinds in our bedroom. There's these big like cardboard things up against our window, and I could hear something flying in between the window and the cardboard, and I was like, what the hell is that? So I'm like, what the hell? It sounded very angry. Then move the cardboard a little bit, it's a big fat wasp, a giant wasp. Bear in mind, our windows have not been opened. Our windows have not been opened all of winter, especially in the bedroom. So that means that last year, this wasp has been hibernating in our window. We looked, there's a little tiny hole in our windowsill. We might have a giant wasp's nest in our bedroom, like in the wall somewhere. So I'm gonna light my house on fire. What do I do? This is horrible. This is worst case scenario. I literally
sealed the hole.
Well, we did. We sealed it with tissue, but they chew through anything.
They chew through steel.
I don't know what we're gonna do. I literally woke Andrew up, even though he was like on death's door, and made him come and get rid of the wasp. Even though I was like, I'm sorry, I know that you're sick. And he was literally like, Max, I can barely see, like I'm so ill. And I was like, I'm not being funny. If we have a wasp invasion on our house, that takes precedent. I don't care if you're ill.
The pen is mightier than the sword. Just write them a strongly worded email.
True. I didn't think about that. I actually just sprayed it with hairspray.
Write them
and
a
it
note.
Froze.
Write them a note. Roll it up so it fits in the hole and just post it through. And then maybe they'll...
Listen.
They'll write something back.
Yeah, maybe. I'd rather just set it on fire.
Yeah, that works too.
Set the whole house on fire.
The flamethrower is mightier than the sword.
Yes, true.
Yeah.
And the pen.
Another thing.
Oh, go on.
It's already past it at this point, but Thursday, as we film this, is that 4 days before Sunday? We counted Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or 3 days?
Yeah.
One of the two.
Yeah.
World Encephalitis Day.
Oh, is it? Mm. I thought that was last week. No, 23rd.
Yeah. 22nd, actually.
22nd.
Yeah.
Quick
Someone
maths.
Doesn't listen.
Yeah. What do people do for that?
Normally, it's called going red for wed, which can be confusing because people who out of the know will just be like, oh, what, for Wednesday? It's Thursday. You've missed it. No, wed, World
Encephalitis
Day.
Yeah. Right. And for anybody who doesn't know, can you explain what encephalitis is?
Encephalitis is it's a brain inflammation. Mm-hmm. My mother got it twice. They believe twice. Second time was a bit more worse. Worse. It was worse than the first time. But it's effectively a brain inflammation, and because it's a brain inflammation, it can affect everybody in different ways. So, like, depending on where in the brain it's inflamed.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So the first time she got it, it was much more physical. She was in the hospital for about a week until she was all back mentally, all her memories, everything.
Yeah.
And then was just on crutches for like summer, and then afterwards, like, she was fine. And like 3 or 4 years later, I think, she went in again. And that time she was in for the whole of summer in the hospital for like 2 or 3 months, I think.
Mm.
And she left, the first like month or so, well, the first, I think, week she was in intensive care.
Oh my God.
And then when she came around from that, she had a lot of, her brain just couldn't really understand what was going on.
Mm.
She thought her dad was coming in to see her. Her dad's dead, unfortunately.
Really?
So
kind of like dementia,
sort of,
like,
yes,
those sort of symptoms.
Yeah, so we had to break that news to her.
Really?
Again, which obviously
you don't
want to hear. She was convinced people were coming in, people having parties. She was like, her brain was all over the place.
What sort of, what part of the brain was it that time?
I'm
then?
Not entirely sure.
Is that like
what...
memories or like understanding of like human interaction and stuff?
Yeah, it would be a more
like
emotional slash.
Yeah, yeah, emotional.
Like. Yeah, mental.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah.
But she was up and walking and stuff like fairly soon.
Didn't affect her physical side that much.
Like to this day, she's a very active woman. Mm. I showed her when she came out a 7-minute workout routine that I was doing, and she's been doing that and going on like walks all the time every day. Like, she's the fittest woman in the world.
Mm.
Don't take that out of context.
Yeah, please.
but yeah, since then, no taste.
Since that day.
Yeah, no sense.
And that was
of taste.
Like what, a year ago, 2 years ago?
That was 6 or 7 years ago. It's like,
oh, really?
Yeah, it was. I can't remember the exact date, but I was. Oh, it must have been when I was
in
finishing GCSEs, I think.
Yeah. So like 2015, 16.
So yeah, about 7 years ago, maybe.
Oh my God.
So yeah, to this day, no sense of taste,
wow.
No sense of smell.
Really.
She reacts like badly to loud noises or anything. Like, her heart rate will increase like massively if she sense of direction. She just doesn't really have one, and that's not just because she's a woman driver. It's actually much deeper than that.
Can she drive?
Yeah, she's allowed to drive.
Right. Okay.
But she has to have Waze on wherever she goes.
Yeah.
Like, even it goes down to going to the toilet at the restaurant. she has to pick out landmarks in the restaurant to be like right at the pillar, like a few times when we're away on holiday. We'd be sort of sat eating food and be like, "Mum, over here." She'd be like, "No."
The human brain is wild.
Sleeps like 4 or 5 hours a night max.
Really?
Yeah, that was maximum, not just making sure you're listening.
Making sure, yeah.
But yeah, you'd have absolutely no idea that she's got anything wrong with her.
So encephalitis, is it that common or is it?
It's not that the problem is that it's because it's not stupidly common, and before hearing about me you would have never heard about encephalitis, I'm sure, as I didn't. My mum got it. That's what their main focus on trying to push out, because it's not just the layman, it's not just us lot who have no idea what it is. Obviously doctors have more of an idea,
that's always the case,
but they don't do
that much research
in their like sort of encyclopedia of things they need to, looking into it, doctors' knowledge is ridiculous on like everything.
Yeah.
But apparently like encephalitis in this like huge book is like one paragraph.
So you're unlikely to, if someone did have the symptoms, you're unlikely to even go down that path of trying to treat them for
and
that.
And they're told that it's unlikely, so the symptoms that this relate to may not be. So a lot of the time it's caught late,
right.
Which it would have been done if my dad didn't pester the people that were, she was sat in A&E. And then he was like, "No, you need to see my wife. There's like something wrong." Like, "No, well, she's on this way in the list." And he was like, "No, you need to see her. I know something's wrong." And they took her, and that's when they immediately rushed her in, and I think it was an induced coma, put her into intensive care.
Wow.
And they were like, "Yeah, if we caught that any later, then
serious damage."
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 20-30% chance of living when she put him into intensive care, like tube in the throat, like everything.
Oh my god.
And that's why it's like crazy to think that something like that can come out of nowhere. She's a completely healthy person, doesn't smoke, doesn't do anything, came out of absolutely nowhere and it's still an unbelievably unknown thing.
That's the thing with things like this that affect so few people in turn. There aren't a lot of people that speak out on it, know about it, and then there's not a lot of research done into it. So stuff like that, it's definitely necessary. That is wild.
Yeah, so the whole red for wed thing is just a way of just trying to spread awareness of it. And I know that there is links and stuff to the encephalitis. I think it's called Encephalitis International now instead of Encephalitis Society, because they're trying to go global to like donate and stuff. And it just helps to fund like more knowledge and research being put into it, so that
that's amazing.
Because obviously, it was horrible what happened to my mum, but she's one of the lucky ones to have been able to get through it. Because I've been to a few events now. I've one event in particular where they had people speaking whose family members weren't as lucky.
Yeah,
and
it's
just crazy to think that people can be going through that and it be so detrimental and it not really be known or spoken about.
So how is it, so like you said, if it wasn't caught as quick as it is, how is it curable? Is it or is it manageable?
I think it's not necessarily, does your mom have to take
medication now
I guess it must be quote unquote curable. I'm not sure it's like,
or maybe just manageable, like you can suppress the symptoms to make sure it doesn't get to the extreme.
I think that's what it is. It's just trying to get onto it when it, because I don't think there's a lot of telltale signs.
Well, inflammation in general, you can suppress it with different medications, can't you? So like, it's probably if someone's brain is inflamed, that's the word, then they can like do whatever you would normally do to deflame.
Yeah, just a bit of Gaviscon.
Pop some Rennies.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah, they just sort of
deflame.
I think they just know.
We're not doctors. We don't need to know. All we need to do is raise awareness. So maybe we can put a link in the description for this video.
Yeah,
and I'm sure you'll be posting something on Thursday anyway.
Yeah. My plan is, so last year I made a video for it. And this year I'm reposting it. I'm planning on starting from Encephalitis Day training towards, I think they may, my plan now is to do multiple Tough Mudders in like a day or like over like a couple of days or something.
In a day, Jesus Christ.
Because then it's a whole sort of training towards a goal, but then also it being running a tough mudder for my tough mother.
That's so good.
Yeah.
I never thought about it like that.
But then also the idea of me training is then I can post about it frequently and it not just be a one day and then forgotten about. It's like you will see like more about it.
That's such a good idea. And you can get people to like sponsor you doing it and stuff. And
yeah, just, and then I'm going to make a YouTube video at the end of it just summarizing the whole thing. So it's just push it everywhere is the idea.
That's such a good idea. And if you do charity donations through your business, it's a tax write-off. So get donating, baby. Wow. Well done, George.
But yeah. Thank
you. Very, very good. Yeah, that's great. So what is it called? We're Red for...
It's Red for Red.
Red for Wed. Yeah. Red for Wed.
So if you... Well, I mean, it's past it now,
if you can time travel... And you would like to preemptively wear red, or just do it next year, now that you know.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, I love that. I love that a lot, George. Brilliant.
Thanks.
Shall we go on to some dilemmas before we stop
Let's flip and do it.
Oh my God, the phone's ringing, George.
What the absolute frig?
Oh my geez.
What the friggin' heck?
I'll get it. Don't worry.
Oh. Right, Max and George, and if you have a guest as well, then hello as well. So, I have a problem. I had a huge crush on this boy for about 3 years, I think, and last year I formed a trio of these two girls. Long story short, we had to drop one of the girls in that trio because she started dating the boy that I liked, even though she knew that I liked him. Anyway, that's like a long, long story, and it just wasn't good. But now I got over this boy, but it took me like quite a long time to do, even though I never dated him. But I found out that the other girl that helped me get over this boy and drop the girl is now dating that boy. So my question for you is it okay for me to get with her ex? Because also, she never told me she was dating this boy. I had to find it out myself. And yeah, I do like her ex, and he is really nice, and I am like kind of talking to him. But yeah, please help me. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. Thank you, bye.
Initially, I thought the problem was going to just finish at my friend who knows I like this guy is with this guy. And I'm like, little bit shady, not the worst thing in the world. Like, if you're speaking to him and then they're also speaking, then it's also a bit weird if they join it up. But if you're just like, he's fit.
Yeah.
I like him. And then she's like, oh, I'm actually getting with him.
Yeah.
But then they went on to, what was it? Dating? Who? What? So now the person who helped her get over
The person who helped you is now... basically backstabbed you and got with the guy that you like.
I think the problem here is that they haven't spoken to you about it. Getting with the person that you're now over, is that a problem?
No, not the person that she's now over. Oh wait, is it the person that she's now over?
Yeah, but she liked him, but there was never an actual relationship there. And then the friend who helped her get over him is now with, that is a little bit weird.
It's shady, and all that I would take that as is, yes, you can now get with this person's ex because they made a decision that they valued this boy more than they valued you. Yeah. So you're clearly not that great friends, so just do the exact same to it. Do you know what? Yeah. If I broke up with Andrew and then you got with him, I'd get with... You don't have an ex. I'd get with... I don't know. Whoever you love. I'd get with all of your family. No. I would... Yeah, I think I would.
It would be if you liked Andrew. You didn't have a three-year relationship with him.
Wait, did the girl get with the person that she liked or the person that she used to like?
The person that she...
currently likes.
Used to like, but...
But I got over.
Yeah.
Right. I mean... there's an element of it where we're all adults and kind of grow the fuck up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then there's an element of
that
it
would
as,
be
that's
fine
a bit
if you spoke to them and were like, oh, no, I know I helped you get over him, and you've sort of, would it be okay if we pursued things because I quite like him now?
Yeah.
Even then I'll be like, that's a bit fucking weird, mate.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
go for it, I guess. I'm done with it.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know.
Actually, or just wait for them to be done and then it's only you left.
Wait for them to die.
Sally, you left. You've had your other. You were a trio. Each one of them's been ticked off the list. Save the best to last, maybe.
And on what I just said, everyone is going to die at some point.
Yeah.
So don't be so hung up on this person who's currently alive. Focus on dead people. What? No.
That's the advice here. Just dabble in necrophilia. Hey, how about that?
Oh, God. The fact people actually do that. Gross. Can you all stop, please? Weirdos. Anyway. Yeah, I think that's good advice. I think I would, if I was you, I would get with her ex. But how do you even know that you possess the qualities to be able to do that? That's, you know...
Well, she said she's speaking to him.
Oh, she's speaking to him. Yeah, go for it. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
I always thought that I was going to be... I used to have these weird... Like, when I was, like, younger, and looking back on it, obviously, at the time I was discovering that I was gay, didn't know at the time.
Yeah.
But I used to be like, oh, my God, wouldn't it just be, like, so cunty if I, like, got a girlfriend and, like, cheated on her in front of the whole school, like, in the corridor, like, kissing this other girl... Like, the drama would be crazy. Obviously, probably just, like, recreating scenes from, like, Mean Girls in my head, thinking that that's, like, iconic. But I always saw myself as, like, wouldn't it just be, like, so fun to just, like, I'm going to get with your ex. I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
But then when it came to it, I was never that sort of person. Like, does that mean I'm ugly?
What?
What?
What are you talking about here?
I think I just realised that I'm the problem.
You're not the problem because you're not cheating on someone.
No, but like, I just wish that I had more gumption to be cheat. Like, do you know what? Not to cheat on my boyfriend, but like, if someone pissed me off, if I was single, then I'd be like, I'm going to get with your ex. I don't know why I'm Southern and from America in this instance. But I'm just, what I'm saying is I'm just not that sort of person. I just can't do it.
What the hell is this whole story that you're trying to tell me?
I don't know. I think I'm very tired. I've been dealing with wasp nests.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's about it, really.
Bless you.
Thank you. My brain has gone to mush. I can feel it.
Yeah. Advice, if you want to be quote unquote cunty.
Cunty.
And I guess get with our ex.
Yeah.
If you want to be the bigger woman.
Like me.
Just go up to her and go, look, I know what you're doing behind my back.
Do it to my face. Go on, kiss now. Kiss, 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 kiss.
Just so you know, if I wanted to, I could have done. But I never would.
Higher ground, moral high ground.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then storm off.
And then storm off and punch him in the face.
And then kiss her ex. Have it both ways.
Yeah. That's good.
So she's like,
fuck. Yeah.
Like that.
That's good. I like that. Okay, well, do you know what, George? I feel like that concludes this episode.
Yeah, baby.
My brain has literally gone to mush. I can feel it dripping out my nose right now.
That's just the boogers.
Yeah, it is. But next week, hopefully, we'll have a fun guest for you all.
Yeah, we will. That'll be fun. And also a guest. Yes. But if you enjoyed this week's and you are watching, make sure to give it a like, subscribe, and ring that notification bell so you are notified every time that we upload. If you are listening with those beady little ears of yours, make sure you give us a 5-star rating. Download us so you can listen to us on the go.
Download us.
And download us so you can listen to us on the go. And make sure that you tune in every week. Give a 5-star rating. And Max, how should they turn in a dilemma?
Y'all can go to our email at theuselesshotline.com/that is not it. theuselesshotlinepodcast@gmail.com. And make sure if you're sending in a dilemma, that you do a voice note if you want us to answer y'all on the phone, or a written one via that email also. We await your response. And until next time, y'all. See y'all.
I hate you. That's
I follow this woman on Instagram. And she's iconic, and she wears nude lipstick, like, and has like really shortcut hair.
Cool.
And her catchphrase
Thanks,
is
"Thanks, guys, for watching."
Her
I
catchphrase.
See you
her
next
catchphrase
time.
Is "I'll catch y'all on the rerun."
See y'all on the flip side.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.